Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. The men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. So save England and the UK.
Yes, we most certainly do. I love this land. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Before I continue, I just try to shut my executive producer up, who's chatting away as usual. But yes, tonight, let me read out the banner for the show this evening. Independence League Radio Show, hashtag Free Tommy Demo in Manchester. And welcome to the English Defence League Radio Show. We host Jeff. Thank you, Dave. Thunderbolt Mitchell. And my wingman this evening is Dave, the Storm Milner. A Janitor Tornado Rennie will join us when time permits. Tonight, we will be talking about the very successful hashtag Free Tommy Demo. Was well represented by Danny Tomo, who made a great speech and good numbers, even though it was raining. There was talk about the MDL, Muslim Delikas, was heading towards Tommy's supporters, but typical, the hooded Mahadans didn't make an appearance. Maybe the police wouldn't escort them this time. Ha ha ha. Also, this evening, we'll be discussing other headlines making the news and the continuing Islamization of the free world. Seems a lot of Muppets out there embrace the cult of death and want to live under oppression and slavery. Well, we, the EDL, and other freedom-loving people refuse to live like that. No surrender ever. And all that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And that was by the late, great Edmund Burke. And those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And of course, that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. And without further ado, I've got to say, we have some great people that's joining us this evening. Dave, this my wingman, my great panelist this evening, Mr. Dave Hagedor Milner. Welcome to the show this evening, Dave.
And hello to you, Jeff. Good evening to everybody in the UK. And good afternoon to everybody in the States. Hello to everybody around the world and, of course, off Earth. And, of course, we also have some listeners in studio. Any new people listening or heading to the English Defense League Radio Show chat room, welcome. All right. Well, Jeff, you know, irony of ironies, man. not 1 hour before the show, I had a big thunderstorm roll over here, and I thought, uh-oh, I may wind up having to unplug my stuff, and I may not be there for the show. And guys, that's a bit of an irony, because we normally call Jeff Mitchell Jeff Spider Mitchell, but he Jeff had a little bit of a rain issue the last show, didn't you, Jeff?
I certainly did, Dave. Yeah, I was explaining to some awesome people from Discord today what had happened, that you had to take the reins of the show because there was thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening indeed. Galileo, Galileo, go! I can't do it like they used to do it, but yeah, it was pretty scary, I've got to admit. Even my Halloween oven cooker, it was on standby. The things just lit up. It was just amazing. Fault lighting, every type of lighting you can think. My goodness me, it was, as I say, very, very, very worrying. So I just switched everything off. I don't really worry about storms, but this one, it had me on my toes a bit, ladies and gentlemen. It really concerned me, and I know Dave was quite concerned what was going on as well, didn't you, Dave? But yeah, we come through it. The only thing is, I lost 3/4 of the show. Dave, he had to wing it, he had to do the show, and I've got to admit, he done a sterling job. Once again, Dave, a big salute to you, brother, for holding the fort while I was running around with me airlight, you know.
Yeah, almost literally, man. Almost literally. I mean, you had stuff turning on by itself. You had a Twilight Zone episode going on inside your place, man.
It'd be so hot during the day, and it was a fierce thunderstorm. I mean, it was electric, you know, one of those electric storms. And, guys, if you've experienced it, I know a lot of you have, especially some of our good friends in the United States. And when we see storms over here, that's just nothing to what you guys see, you know. I came through it. the only thing, the show had finished actually about 2 minutes after everything. I'd managed to, you know, things had come back, and I thought, right, I'll check on the show and at least get a couple of minutes. And unfortunately, the show had ended. So there you go. But it's just, it just happens, doesn't it, sometimes, Dave? It's the first time ever that that has happened when we've been doing a radio show. But, that's it. That's just the way things are.
Well, after all these years, we let even people as old as us, Jeff's about, I think, Jeff, you turned about, Jeff's vintage. I'm so old I fart dust. Even people as old as us, when we say, now I've seen it all, it's almost guaranteed something new will come up that we haven't seen before. So there you go, guys. That it is. And I got to say, folks, I am very happy that the whole crew, Jeff, you know, the captain of our ship is here, because I didn't mind holding the fort on Thursday, but it's got to be said, the English Defense League radio show is about conversation between the host and the panelists, and sometimes between people who call in, you know, that sort of thing. And it's just not a solo effort. I do my own thing called the Unpleasant Blind Guy, which is kind of infused right now with EDL Radio to help Jeff out. But, you know, I did the Unpleasant Blind Guy for 6 years, and that was a solo thing. I did it by myself unless I was doing an interview. Well, I appreciate it, man. You know, but that was that bag, and it wasn't the same vibe as EDL Radio. You know, EDL Radio was about the conversation and the back and forth. And Jeff, I'm just happy that you came through the storm okay, that you're back, and we can do a terrific show today. Yeah.
Can I let you know, Dave? We've got some absolutely awesome people that's joined us today from Discord. Let me read you a few names. This is a new gentleman I've got to know today. He's a really smashing guy. His name's David Williams. We've got a gentleman here called Remove Cabal. As I say, we've got Gary Kemper, one of a great friend of ours, great friend
of the
show.
So just
to let you know, a few people, and so we've got a couple of people that's sitting in the studio. So as I say, this call today, I was sitting and having a conversation with some great people. First time I met David today. I'm sure I know him from time before, but a while ago. And he's got a mindset like ours, Dave, you know, the way he discusses things. And Gary, what can I say about Gary Kemp? He's the same. He's a great gentleman, great guy to know. And I was talking to these gentlemen for a number of hours. And, of course, we got a gentleman here called Noddy as well. So he's joined us this evening. And he's a great guy. He's helped me through a lot of sorting out things when I've been on Discord. So, Dave, just want to let you know what's... what's going? Everybody's buzzing away in the. he says a move about. Hi, Jeff. I'm Joss. Oh, Joss. Oh, it's a friend. I know you, Joss. God bless your brother. Hi, Jeff. I'm here also. Good on you guys, because we was a bit concerned, and because Gary Kemper was helping the great people, our great patriots, how to what to do it. Don't hit the button too hard, you know. And of course, everybody's took notice of what Gary said. So, Gary, once again, thank you for the help with our great chatters this evening. So, well, we got a lot to,
we've
got a lot to discuss tonight, guys. We really have. And, Dave, what a successful day yesterday.
It was
brilliant. Absolutely brilliant day.
Very nice demo. We both Jeff and I looked at live feeds and things, and it was pouring down rain, of course. The people came out anyway. I would say at the very least in their hundreds, if not a thousand. It's difficult just from the live feeds to give an estimate, honestly, but yeah. it was in the hundreds. It was very chill. It was very mellow.
It was very noisy, wasn't it?
Now, when I say it was very chill and very mellow, I mean, there was no violence or anything like that, obviously.
No.
There was plenty of singing, plenty of chanting. It was a good march, and I think that might, Jeff, have been part of the reason why there weren't more Antifa people there, because it was raining and they were worried that it would maybe wash off their top coat of filth. I don't know, man. I mean, I could be wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and someone did say, don't forget the commies. Yes, we know the Antifa scumbags, what they try to do as well. Just that's to some of the guys that was speaking in the chat earlier. We know Antifa. We've seen the way they react. We see the way they are. Any trouble starts, you know it's that. And we see that with the Denmark, with what was happening when the police led them to Tommy when he was campaigning. What happened there? So, disgusting. I'm on a bit of a tangent. I don't know why, but I drifted away.
You were right on it, Jeff, because. Because that's why I put what I did in the, I added to what you put in the script there, because you were saying that the MDL didn't show up. And I was referring exactly to what you were talking about, that police escort that they got to that campaign event that Tommy Robinson had. And you're right. It's completely disgusting. Just government corruption up to the neck, man. It was diabolical. Anyway, Jeff, to this one, I'd like to, if you don't mind, read a little bit. Jeff found this article here. This is, by the way, from the Manchester Evening News. Okay, just to give you guys a little taste.
It's a left wing in rag. Let's just say that, Dave. Yeah.
You're typical lefty birdcage liner, okay? Headline on this one, guys, is supporters of jailed, I hate when they use this phrase, far-right activist Tommy Robinson held a protest inside the Arndale Center, okay? That's the headline, and the subhead on this one is, witnesses say about 80 to 100 protesters. See, that's garbage. They always do that. To the new listeners, you can count on the local lefty media or any of the lefty media to lie and say the numbers were less than they actually were. Like I said, it was the hundreds. To continue with it, the subhead, witnesses say about 80 to 100 protesters marched through the city center before unfurling a Free Tommy banner on a first floor balcony in the shopping center. Okay. And for you guys in the United States, that would be the second floor. Okay. In the UK, they refer to the first floor as the ground floor. All right. Now, let me get up into this. Okay. Okay. Supporters of the jailed a former English Defense League leader, proud of him too, Tommy Robinson held a protest inside the Arndale Center this afternoon. A video from the scene shows a group of, again, they lie here, about 80 to 100 protesters chanting after unfurling a banner reading Free Tommy on a first floor balcony outside, outside Next, which I thought that was kind of cool. If you look at that picture in the slides, people, on the show page, it reads Next. And then underneath that is the Free Tommy thing. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of appropriate. Next, Free Tommy. Anyway, earlier, the group had gathered in St. Peter's Square before marching through the city center. And it was, as we say, guys, it was a kind of a soggy march, but they made it. All right, now let's see here. One witness who asked not to be named said, there must have been about 80 to 100 people there. Uh-huh. Yeah, right, sure. Yeah. They were at St. Peter's Square first.
By the sounds of it, all that.
Exactly. They were first in St. Peter's Square about 1:15 p.m. Then they must have marched to the Arndale because I saw them again in there later. They were on the balcony near Next, and we're chanting and holding up a banner. Okay, let me scroll down here a little bit, guys. A lot of pictures in the way and everything, but there you go. Okay, and not much more to this, folks. They were making a load of noise, and I think some people were a bit intimidated by it all. There were also
rhubarb a load and custard, Dave. That's what I'll say. That rhubarb and custard.
There were also a load of kids riding their bikes round inside the Arndale. Now, I don't know if it was all just a bit weird. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know if the kids, I don't believe that the kids on the bikes were part of the demonstration. I think the interviewee they chose to put in their birdcage liner here must have been smoking something, Jeff. What do you think, brother?
Yeah. Can I just make a bit of response, just slightly, Dave. I don't want to throw you off the thing, but
those kids that are riding
around on their bikes, these young people that are riding, wanted to be a part of history. That's what they were seeing history as this unfolded. And there was a gentleman who's there, who's sitting in the chat room, is Noddy Ten. He was there, and he goes on to say, he said, oh, and a lot of them are saying, hello to you, Dave, and you've got to come and join us on Discord. That's what they're saying.
He said, folks.
Hi, it was great in the Arndale Centre. I attended the demo. It was great. So there you go. That's from someone who's sitting in the chat room this evening, a great gentleman as well.
Beautiful.
I see that, Dave. Dave just dropped me a little message there. That's just, I didn't want to stop you in your tracks there, but I just wanted to let you know that we had a gentleman that was there, a good man. I was talking to him earlier, and so it's good to see that we've had people that was on the ground there when it was going on. And the numbers that they talk about, the left wing, what they said between 80 and 100, I hear that there could have been up to 500 people. So there you go. There's a little bit different between 80 and 100, isn't it, Dave, to what they were saying. But that's what they will say. But please continue, buddy. Sorry about that, mate.
No. Listen, man, you know, it's your show. You always get first crack at anything that comes out of the gate, man. You know, and I appreciate you finding that article. It's a good example, though. We see this from the media every time there's an EDL demonstration, every time there's a demonstration for Tommy Robinson, every time there's a demonstration to support veterans. If it's any kind of a demonstration that supports anything at all, center or right of center, the lefty media lies about it. I mean, these people have sold their souls for a paycheck. They're disgusting, man. I appreciate
Those people are the enemy of the people now. They don't speak, really. All they speak on behalf of a left-wing narrative, and that's it. They always will do. And but the truth of the matter is that most people, common sense people, see through the charade of what they are attempting to do. And can we give a little bit of a thing to the press and the media out there? Your days of presenting the untruths, the misconception of truth, is almost over. You do realise there's a new media out there, and it's citizen journalist media. That's what you got. And we're going to take over, and you are going to see how things should be done and will be done. The future is not yours. You're the dinosaurs of misconception?
Misinformation.
Lies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
The whole thing. Dave, we have got a caller. He's just raised his hand. So I was wondering before we move forward if we would take this this gentleman. Or it might be lady. You don't know, do you, Dave?
So well, Jeff, you know what? You know what? It's getting close to the top of the hour. So what I'm thinking about here is, if caller, if you will wait about 3.5 minutes, we can do our SHR media promos, and then we'll get right to your call. What do you think, Jeff?
I think that's absolutely. I didn't realize the time goes so quick when we do these shows.
Yeah,
I didn't realize we're almost at the top. So yeah, cool. If you just hang on just a couple of 3 minutes or so, we will get straight back to you and bring you on. Okay, so Dave, if you like to do what you do, great. Let's roll with
okay. Okay, guys. Now, the English Fence League Radio Show is associated with SHR Media, which is a podcast network here in the United States, and they have a lot of great shows, including my own, The Unpleasant Blind Guy, where this show is kind of sectioned off and repeated. You get a little bit of a new thing every day. Just go to The Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com, and you'll find it. Okay. In fact, this show will be repeated starting on the 24th of August. So we've got a few out there for you to listen to, and I'll give you my show times and everything a little bit later in the show. But for now, all right, check out these shows that are available from SHR Media. And here we go. You guys are listening to the English Defense League Radio Show. This will be about 3.5 minutes.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Hey, this is Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Join us for The Right Way with Shannon and Mike, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on SHR Media.
Why are they joining us?
For fun things like sports, politics.
Oh, maybe some news and entertainment?
And all kinds of other things.
Money and recipes and events, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so join us Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on shrmedia.com.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York, the Lid himself, Jeff Dunnett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com. At Lid Radio, we fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunnett.
It's your business diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truth on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
show on the SHR Media Network, Sackheads Against Tyranny. On shrmedia.com, go there quick like a bunny, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, every Wednesday, live and direct on the SHR Media Network, shrmedia.com. Be there.
Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, a mere 2 miles from the state capital, the Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show can be heard every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com to listen. You can also watch on the SHR Media Facebook page and the SHR Media YouTube channel. No goldfish were abused in the making of this ad. Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
And welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Electric Spider Mitchell.
That's it, Dave. Well, it was a pretty scary experience. But yeah, it's getting some great comments in the chat, I think, and a couple of people said hello to you, Dave. You know,
hey, folks,
sort of,
welcome.
Because I let them know that we broadcast from New York, so just to let them know where we are actually broadcasting from. That's why I'd say, you know, we did the number 001-858-777-5933. We must start doing a jingle for that, Dave, you know, a jingle to call in. Also, I've got to give Gary another big thanks for helping, you know, this evening with some of these great people to join us in the chat this evening. We did have...
Thanks.
If you want to call back, I mean, if they're ringing from the UK, say, Dave, a few people do, they could be concerned about hanging on, on the phone too long. But if you want to call again, we're here, we're ready, and we're willing and able to take your call. If you want to call back, be appreciated. So, anyway,
yeah, that's
Dave.
Right. Jeff is willing. Jeff is willing, ladies. Just remember that. Andy said that.
Well, you know, the mind's willing.
Well, they are, man. They are, man. That's all you need. Now, Jeff, I handed Jeff an audio that I put together from, now this is various points and parts from the demonstration yesterday. This was done by James Goddard. And yeah, it's pretty good audio, guys. It's about, as I can recall, I want to say it's about 8 or 9 minutes long. All right. And we had a little bit of trouble getting stuff in the studio, but I did give the link to Jeff. And Jeff, if you want to try and open up that link and let people hear this audio through your phone, I will tell people that the refined version of the show, when I get it in, it plays on the 24th of August, it will have this on it as well. But Jeff's going to run this through his phone so that you guys can hear some of these some of the sounds of and speeches and things from that demonstration. Jeff, you know, if you want to cue that up and get it ready.
Before I do, Dave, do I open? Oh, hang on, thanks for starting. Oh my goodness, my Dave. I think you better. My computer, I think's starting to play. Oh, hang on. It's telling me it's trying to restart. I don't know what's happening there, but I'm sorry. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting a few issues. So, if you could carry on just a minute. I don't know what's happening there, but it's just rebooting or restarting.
Sure.
And I didn't see it come.
Sure.
I didn't get a warning or anything. It's just unfortunately happened. But, I'm so sorry, Dave.
Of course. Windows 10. Windows 10 does that, man. You know, it you know, it always likes to surprise us. And, you know, Jeff, it's perfectly okay, man. When you're back up, we'll go ahead and run that because, you know, it was a good demonstration. And there were some good speeches and things of that nature in there. The press treatment of it was just diabolical. But again, this is something that we know happened. It always happens with the press, with the media. You know, it's just silly.
All I'm going to say, Dave, is what you saw yesterday in Manchester is just the start of things. Next Saturday, the 3rd of August, is going to be the big one. London.
There you are,
one's set a date yet for it, but this is the big one. And we, as I say, the movement will continue to be proactive and be doing these sort of demonstrations, and it will continue until they let an innocent man out of prison, because that is what Tommy Robinson is. He's a journalist, and the first journalist that's been in prison for over 100 years. And it was disgusting. It was disgusting that they did that to this young man. For speaking out? For doing what journalists are supposed to do, report on these perverted, low-life scumbags, what they are. You know, you get thrown into prison because you report on it. Because reporting it was already in the public domain, these people's names. The BBC, why ain't they doing time? Why ain't they doing the
exactly.
same time as Tommy? Because they're the ones
exactly,
who put it
yeah.
out there.
Exactly. I got that noise off of Twitter. I posted something about it. And this individual on Twitter said, well, he broke the law and now he's in prison. And I said, well, fine. If they want to twist the law around like a pretzel and make this something worth sending him to prison for, you know, why isn't he being joined right now by, again, all these other reporters, all these BBC people, all these Antifa people? They ought to have to build an extra wing onto that prison to house all the people.
If they can throw people into prison, they should throw everybody into prison. Everybody broke what the judgment was supposed to have been on Tommy. And that was the whole
exactly.
of the BBC. There was other people uh-huh. involved. So let's see if justice will be served on them. Because Tommy
would have
said anything if he thought there was reporting restrictions. He knows what it's all about. He's not a silly man, never has been, and he made sure. He even took a course. He took a course on how to do things in a proper way. He's a very intelligent man, so you knew this was one big setup. Just because his name's Tommy Robinson, nothing more, nothing less.
Selective prosecution,
his name is
Jeff.
Mr. Tommy Robinson, and that's
selective
what scares the
Jeff.
Life.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
No. I'm just saying, selective prosecution. You know what, brother? I've got a little something I think will make you feel better. I know it gives me a little bit of a chuckle because they go after President Trump just like they go after Tommy Robinson. And, folks, Jeff is a fan of President Trump. I support him anyway.
Yes.
I support President Trump. This here is while Jeff's computer is coming back up, I thought I'd run this. You know, folks at home, if you have kids in the room, you may want to cover their ears or send them out of the room for just about 3 minutes. Okay, Jeff, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and play this while your system comes up. Okay, you ready for this, brother?
Yeah, go for it, Dave.
This is a little something from my side of the pond. Now, I, by the way, folks, for new listeners, am in Burlington, Vermont. But this comes from a little bit south of me. This actually does come from New York. So check this guy out, folks. This is the guy talking about President Trump and the wall. Here we go.
Fred Rubino here. My cousin Vito just called me. He said, did you hear the government closed? Government closed down. I said, what? He says, yeah. He goes, listen, we should start our own government. I said, you can't start your own government. He goes, why? He goes, one business closes, another business opens. It's the American way. I'm like, but what do you know about the government? How are you going to run your own government? He says, listen, everybody wants a wall, right? He goes, who builds walls better than me? I said, nobody builds a wall better than Vito. He says, listen, I got a guy in the Bronx gives me cinder blocks half price. He says, my other cousin's a delegate for the concrete union. I'll have a wall up in 3 months. Tiled, a little Capodimonte on it. Beautiful. I said, all right, that sounds good. I said, but what are you going to do? You got the government, a lot of people depend on it. How about welfare? You going to pay those people? Oh, what welfare? I got 1,000 miles of wall to build. You want a job? Come to the wall. I said, all right, I like that so far. I like it. I said, but listen, what about all these illegal aliens? What are you going to do with them? He goes, I'm going to throw them over the fucking wall. That's where they were from. I'm just sending them home. I said, all right. I said, well, what about all these dreamers, the DACA kids? You know, they're here. They want to stay. He goes, listen, you're a kid. You're sneaking to the movie theater, right? You don't belong there. You didn't pay. And you're sitting down, you're eating jujubes, you're eating popcorn, and 3/4 of the movie's over. They catch you and they throw you out. Well, you gonna sue the movie theater because you didn't finish your jujubes. Be happy that you got to watch 3/4 of the movie. A lot of kids don't get any popcorn. You had a good run, and keep your mouth shut and go back. Like, all right, I said, but listen. You know, the government pays for a lot of jails. You know, jails are full of murderers and rapists and pedophiles. You know, throw them over the fucking wall. I'm like, you know, they're going to sue you. People like Chuck Schumer are going to come after you and say, you can't just throw people over the wall. It's inhumane. He says, listen, if fucking jail is better than Mexico, then we fucking need 2 walls. And Chuck Schumer, throw him over the fucking wall. I said, you know what? I'm in. I'm with Vito. From now on, we do the Vito government. And this country will be better than ever before. Freddy Rubino here. Talk to you later. Vote for Vito.
There you go, Jeff.
Right over the fucking wall.
There you go.
Nancy Pelosi, throw him over the fucking wall.
Yeah. I gotta confess,
well,
folks, I love that.
I hope the children, you got the children with their fingers in their ears, ladies and gentlemen. It was a little bit expletive, but I think it made a point. It made us laugh anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can bring the kids back in, folks. It's over.
you can bring the cats back as well, and the dogs.
it's good stuff. It is. But listen, on this program, we like to have a laugh. You know, Jeff likes to have a laugh, and so do I. Sometimes it gets a little bit rough, but we are mindful of sensibilities and everything. We try to warn people ahead of time. But Jeff,
That's unpolitically correct, we say, don't come here. You know, we are unpolitically incorrect, and we like it. We like who we are, and we're not going to act anyway just to so that make the left-wing narrative them happy. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't do things like that, do we? Do we, Dave? We don't do things like that. We've done, have we?
No, we don't. You know what, Jeff? You know what I say about them, Jeff? I say throw them over the wall. You know what? Yeah, exactly. Now, brother, do you have your computer back up now?
No, it's just coming up with a leading innovation thing. Unfortunately, my apologies to all our new listeners.
No problem, man.
You know,
no problem.
things are going to go wrong, and you get Windows sort of new update come on and unexpectedly. Yeah, Dave, if you can just hold the fault a little bit longer for me.
It's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to do something. I haven't done this in a while, and if I can find it here, because we do have some audios in the studio, okay? And this is one I did some time back, because a lot of you guys, the new listeners, may be wondering, well, what's an American doing being a wingman for a guy doing a show about stuff going on in the UK? As a matter of fact, folks, years back, I had a friend not yell this at me, but scream this at me when I was telling him about the problems with Islam going on in the UK. He said, "Who cares? It's England." Okay, and I said, "Well, you should care, dude, because it's there now. It'll be here next, and it is here. If you guys are following the news, you know, you see Omar and all these other freaks up in Congress now. They've got Omar on sensitive committees where she has access to national security secrets." Okay. You know, if you think it's not over here in our face now, then you're not paying attention, okay? So that's why years ago I hooked up with Jeff and with the rest of the EDL radio team to do this. And, you know, because what they wanted to do, the mission statement, go to the EDL webpage, guys. If you want to read the mission statement, read that. You go to www.englishdefenseleague.org.uk. You're going to read the mission statement, all right? And in that mission statement, folks, you know, you're going to read what the EDL is all about. And it resonates just like something written by American patriots. Anyway, guys, I made this little thing. Jeff, if you don't mind, I'll play this. It's a minute and a half long.
Yes, please, Dave.
All right. Okay, guys.
You're
listening to the English Defense League radio show.
Dedication from American friends of the English Defense League. Adapted from President Abraham Lincoln's message to Congress, concluding remarks, Washington, D.C., December the 1st, 1862. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We will be remembered in spite of ourselves. No personal significance or insignificance can spare one or another of us. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. We say we are for life. The world will not forget that we say this. We know how to save life. The world knows we do know how to save it. We, even we here, hold the power and bear the responsibility. In giving freedom to the slave, we assure freedom to the free. Honorable alike in what we give and what we preserve, we shall nobly save or meanly lose the last best hope for Earth. The way is plain, peaceful, generous, just. A way which, if followed, the world will forever applaud and God must forever bless.
There you go. It's been a while since I played that, brother.
I must say, Dave, that what you did, I'll never forget that. And I think I saluted you for that amazing thing that you put together. It was really, and it resonates today. It resonates today, even though you played it away. It still has that feel that that's where we are. Our goals are plain to see. Is what we fight for, what we strive for, is about liberty, freedom. And, you know, at this moment in time, we're experiencing oppression in this great country of ours, this once great United Kingdom. But once again, I will say to everybody out there that our days are not over yet. The days of the fight back, it's only just begun. There'll be obstacles in front of us, but we will prevail. You know why? Because we're righteous cause. And then righteous cause and the righteous people will always prevail over the darkness and the evil out there, what we see. The things that we see and experiencing now, the fight, the battle will be hard. It'll be a long struggle. But in the end, as it says in the Good Bible, we will prevail.
That we will, Jeff.
Dave. I was just inspired by your fine words, brother.
Well, you guys inspire me. I mean, patriots inspire me. And people, if you don't know this, and you should, you know, you'll find this out if you listen to people like Usama Dakdok, you know, or the many other people, like Ken McClinton over at the Exceptional Conservative Network. There are patriots all over this planet, marching in their hundreds and thousands, and sometimes tens of thousands, that are all working to do things that, like, free people from the tyranny of Islam. Now, Jeff, if you would like to call back in, I know it's I think it's probably past your time to call back in. I've got a short tune that I'll play while you do that. It kind of reminds me of your adventures on Thursday. If you want to call back in,
I'll
brother,
tell you
I can
what,
cover
Dave,
you.
I'm just going to wait for this to upload. It's got 27%. But I will call back in a minute, and even if I go over a little bit, I just want to make sure that I'm able to call back and sitting by your side. So I don't want you to be out there, because I might totally mess up, and you know. But sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this is something I wasn't expecting. But it always happens, Dave. The unexpected, when you're doing a live radio show, somewhere down the lines, we're going to get... Oh, your computer's shutting down. And you didn't even get a message to say, I'm just going to do it. It just happens. So,
It's kind of like a lady who how can we put this? Who says
that's good one-liner, right?
Who says, okay, I'm out the door. Well, why are you out the door? Well, you know why. She's gone, and you're sitting there holding nothing, and you're like, hey, what just happened? So, you know, yeah, exactly. Well, Jeff, I do have another thing to play in here. You know, again, this is to help bring new listeners up to speed. I've got this to play, and also I've got some other information that's very important for people. If you'd like, I'm going to go ahead and read this off, brother. This here is
that's appreciated, Dave. As I say, unfortunately, I'm still waiting for this to compute.
No problem, man. No problem. Just holler at me when it's done. Now, what we are talking about, the demonstration for Tommy Robinson that happened on Saturday. That's our main focus right now. But I want to tell you guys, while Jeff's waiting on his computer to come back up, this is how you can send a snail mail to Tommy Robinson while he is in prison. Okay, you can use the info that I'm going to give you, or you can use the link that I'm going to give you after that, and quoting his name and prison number. All right. His name. Now, I know this may shock some of you guys, unless you've read a newspaper in the UK. The name you need to use is Stephen Yaxley Lennon. That's Stephen Yaxley, a space, no dash, then Lennon. All right. And his prison number is A2084CG. That's A as in Alpha, 2084, C as in Charlie, our executive producer, and G as in Golf. Okay, A2084CG, that's his prison number. Now, he's being held at HMP Belmarsh. HMP stands for Her Majesty's Prison. And that's Belmarsh, by the way. That's on Western Way, Thamesmead. Now, for you Americans, that's spelled Thamesmead, all right, in London. And the postal code for that, or in the United States, you'd call it a zip code, is SE280EB. S is in Sierra, E is in Echo, 280, E is in Echo, B is in Bravo. Now, you can use that to send him a paper letter. As Jeff has pointed out himself, that really helps Tommy Robinson to spend his time. He loves to read his letters. We know that he really appreciates when he gets those, and they help him spend the time. But if you want to send him an email, It's going to cost you 40p in the UK, and that's less than a buck here in the United States. And listen, don't grumble, guys. You're going to spend more on postage, sending him a paper letter. But if you do want to send him an email, all right, send it to this link, and you'll have to register on this page and everything, and then you can send him the mail. https://www.emailaprisoner.com, and you can get right in there and you can send him an email. So that's a way to get hold of Tommy Robinson, you know. And guys, Jeff, if you don't mind, I will go ahead and run this this little factoid thing that I put together in 2016 about Islam and about the people that say it's nothing to do with Islam and all of that. This will get some people up to speed, and for others, it's always good information to have. Would you like to hear this one, Jeff? Okay. In lieu of Jeff giving permission, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to go Unadir, unless otherwise directed. that's a term from the military here in the United States. So I'm going to go ahead and play this bit here, guys. This is just under 6 minutes long. This came from 2016, as I say. I used to do these things called conservative bites on my show. They would consist of shows about this long. And this was one particular one that I did when the straw broke the camel's back, and I was sick of hearing it's nothing to do with Islam and it's not every Muslim. Okay, so I'm going to go. Yeah, so Jeff, if you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and play this one. You ready to hear it?
Yes, please, Dave. Thank you.
All right, brother. All right. Guys, you're listening to the English Defense League radio show. Here we go.
Time for an unpleasant blind guy conservative bite.
Each time civilized people are attacked by the followers of Muhammad, politicians, pundits, and others rush to the news outlets to tell us all that it's not all Muslims. That the support among the followers of Islam for terrorism only amounts to about 10% of those who practice the ideology of Islam. This claim is always made, and it's worth checking. A good way to do that would be to compare the reaction of Mohammedans to the November 2015 jihadi attacks in Paris and their reaction to the Charlie Hebdo cartoons. After the Paris attacks, six Muslim students at a technical institute in Varese, Italy, walked out of their classroom during the minute of silence the school held in homage to those who died in the Paris attacks. Many might dismiss this as a very small number. But in France, where the attacks took place,
some French newspapers reported that on Thursday, the minute of silence that was called by the president in a day of national mourning, teachers reported to the press that some of their Muslim students refused to accept or refused to observe that moment of silence. Therefore, there is still a big problem in society, by no means the majority.
But is it only a small minority? In Chechnya, 800,000 Muslims protested the Muhammad cartoons, with similar events held in Iran and elsewhere. In Pakistan alone, the number reached 10,000 protesting the Charlie Hebdo cartoons. In Australia, 1,000 Muslims rallied against the Charlie Hebdo cartoons. In Kyrgyzstan, 1,000 Muslims rallied, saying, "I am not Charlie, I love my prophet." Now let's contrast those numbers. In 2005, a group called the Free Muslims Coalition held a Free Muslims March Against Terror that drew about 25 people. In July of 2015, a rally in Ireland against the Islamic State got about 50 people. In June of 2013, at a progressive Muslim rally in Toronto, only about 25 people showed up. Now, you might be saying, well, Dave, these are countries where followers of Muhammad who want to protest acts of terror might be afraid for their safety in their communities. All right. Let's try a country where people do have gun rights. In August of 2013, there were only about 25 people at a rally against misperceptions that Islam was violent. That was held in Boston. Some still might be saying, well, that was a city in the northeastern United States. We know they're kind of strict on gun rights. Okay. In October 2014, a Houston, Texas rally against the Islamic State got 10 people. People, it's accepted wisdom that actions speak louder than words. In France, which has a population of about 5 million Muslims, only about 30 attended the rally against the Paris jihad attacks. If it is only about 10% of the followers of Islam who support terror, why will not the other 90% even show up for rallies against Islamic terror? If, as the Council on American-Islamic Relations says, these attacks are a distortion of Islam, then that means that they are an insult to Islam. That means that they are an insult to the Prophet Muhammad. So why are our streets not clogged with Muslim protesters demanding action from their governments to help free their countries from terror? Knowing the numbers, we can only come to one conclusion. It is because instead of only about 10% of Islamists supporting terror, only about 10% or less oppose terror. If this were not the case, the numbers at the anti-terror rallies would be massive. People, the cause of Islamic terror is not the fact that other countries are in the Middle East drilling oil they were invited in. It's not the fact that Muslims feel marginalized in civilized countries. It's because Islam inspires terror. The numbers show it. The actions of the followers of Muhammad prove it. People, while there is still time to save civilization, we must act in a non-violent way to remove the followers of Islam from all positions where they could do non-Muslims harm. They must assimilate to their host countries, or they must find somewhere else to live. Like all true Americans, I have a natural revulsion towards singling out a group of people for different treatment. But as the numbers show, most Islamists support singling out everyone else for different treatment, and that treatment is not good. Civilization can save itself if we will just act.
This has been an Unpleasant Blind Guy Conservative Fight.
And once again, I've got to let the ladies and gentlemen know that was an awesome... an awesome soundbite you did there, Dave. And you, excuse me, and you clarified a lot of the issues there, didn't you? And it was great, I've got to admit. So once again, thank you, Dave. That was awesome, brother.
Well, I thank you, Jeff. You know, what people don't understand or don't know is that when I would do those conservative bites, I would research them just like I researched regular shows, and I actually still have some of the links and everything that that I used to make that one up, because I did you know, at least a few days worth of research to put that together, and that again, it was for something that lasted less than 7 minutes. Putting these shows together, guys, is no joke. It doesn't matter whether it's one of our EDL radio shows or whether it was just that little 7 minute thing on my own show in 2016. I think it is the difference between ourselves and the fake stream media. I mean, the fake stream media, like the Star in the UK,
will. Rebuttaled.
Easily. Oh, they'll just print lies. They'll just print lies. They don't care. Okay, but it takes real journalistic acumen and a dedication to the truth to find the truth. I think you're going to find that here. I think you're going to find it at SHR Media, the Exceptional Conservative Network. You're gonna find it in places like TR.News. Yeah, you're going to find it on Summit News. Places like that. The Voice of Europe. That's another good one. My advice to everybody is just be wise news consumers. Don't just automatically assume that something is the truth just because it comes from a source you trust. You can check it out and go to more than one source. I did that one time with a story that I read on WorldNet Daily about someone in North Dakota, a Mohammedan, that was arrested for sexual assault on a disabled lady up there. And I couldn't find any other reference to it, Jeff. I think you remember this one. I made a show out of it.
Yeah.
I made an Unpleasant Blind Guy show out of it. Again, along with Jan Rennie, awesome lady.
An awesome patriot, ladies and gentlemen. Just
awesome patriot.
Awesome.
Yeah. Did the research, made the phone calls up to North Dakota and found out that, yes, the story is true. And here's something else, guys. This story did turn out to be true, and the only reason that it even got out to WorldNet Daily and then later on through my show, SHR Media, and at the time, High Plains Talk Radio, was because one juror who was on the trial of this individual, okay, spoke to his wife after the trial was over, and she, this was like, someone who knew someone who knew someone. She spoke to a lady who emailed WorldNet Daily, and then they got on it. The local newspaper didn't want to print a thing about it. National news here in the United States, bupkis. All right. Any other news agency like Reuters or anything like that? El Zilcho. All right, there is a concerted effort, people, on the part of the fake stream media on all levels to cover up the excesses of Islam. Jeff, am I right or am I right?
Well, you're right. I mean, that's something we've always talked about, and that is why people like ourselves who do these radio shows investigate, and that you will always get the truth from us. We're citizen journalistic things that we use. We go to different blog sites. It's what we've always done. Because no way can we listen to what the mainstream media does. What, making up stories about Tommy Robinson in prison? And it's just been totally rebutted. There's no...
Exactly.
There's no foundation. It's just, as I said before, that any negative aspects they can have about Mr. Tommy Robinson, because of his name, they will print. They will do anything to discredit this young man who's doing an awesome job for his country, standing up as defending the rights of young kids. Let's get a figure right now. Over 1 million plus girls. Now, what we're talking about, 1,100,000? Could it be more? 1.2 million? You know, it's astronomical. This is done on a scale that we never, being part of the EDL, we didn't realise how bad it was. We knew it was bad. But now we've got statistics out there. There's statistics you can go to. Look yourself. And if we don't stop this, just think of the damage that's been done over the years. Think of the damage that's been done to the mental health of these kids. You know, that's what we talk about all the time. That's what I'm here, that's what Dave's here for, because this cult of death doesn't care. You're the infidel. You are kuffar to them. You don't deserve to walk on the same earth. They class themselves as superior over us. I'm right. That is what they feel. Superior. That's why they want to clear civilization and create their own barbaric world. I don't want to live in a world like that. And I know you ladies and gentlemen out there who's listening to this radio show, you don't want to be a part of that. And I know you darn well fight to protect your freedoms and protect the freedoms of the future generations. That's what we're here for. That's what we're doing. And we will fight them every step of the way. This trying to bring darkness around us, they won't succeed. We will not allow them to succeed. I'm sorry, guys. I'm on one. I can't help it. It's just these things get to me when I think. It's just thinking about the children and the young women whose children have been groomed since they was groomed. That's how bad it is.
It's multi-generational now.
Won't make me computer come back. 89%.
No, it's okay, Jeff. It's okay, Jeff. You know that what you talked about then needs to be reminded of people that it's multi-generational now. I mean, these Mohammedans using children as sex toys, all right, has now gone to the next generation. You have ladies out there who were used that way, and they have their own children, and now they're being used that way. I mean, this is a lot like long-term slavery, okay? That's exactly what this is. And by the way, folks, especially for new listeners, once in a while, Jeff and I will go to thereligionofpeace.com, and we'll pick out a subject involving Islam, and we'll go through the Islamic doctrine that they use to make their excuses for doing all this horrible stuff to people. That's a feature of the show, and it's good information for you guys to have, it's good information for Jeff and I to remind ourselves of once in a while, because all of this stuff that Mohammedans do is learned. A person isn't evil just because they happen to come from an Arabic part of the world or from Africa or whatever. This is learned behavior. This is indoctrination that they get starting when they're children. And, as Nikolai Sennels indicated, Islam creates monsters. These people aren't monsters to start with. But, as we pointed out many times here, the teachings of Islam do create those monsters. So we're not just talking out of our backsides either, guys. We give doctrinal proofs of what we're talking about here.
You're right,
yeah,
Dave. Sorry, Dave.
No,
everything you say is so right. I mean, we still got them. You know, the mainstream out there and the governments are calling us names because we speak out against what's going on. And as I said for such a long time now, how they try to cover it up. Because now we're starting to understand, everybody's understanding, it goes to the heart of them.
Mm-hmm.
Those that try to cover it up have always got something to hide, ladies and gentlemen. Always have, and you will see, as time goes by, people that you think it could have happened, they could be one of this group of these disgusting, low-life, perverted scumbags, because that's what I call them. I don't care if they're royals, whoever they are, and you're doing this sort of thing. You've got to be exposed. you've got to be exposed, which you've been doing. And anybody, it seems funny how Theresa May lost a lot of papers concerning these paedophile ring amongst the Westminster mob, isn't it, Dave? Funny how about 30 pages seem to disappear. Where would they disappear? Shredded?
Exactly.
Oh, they won't say that. No, they've just lost, Dave. You know, we can't find them. No. That's no excuse. This is so great that we, the people, need to know what they've been doing. And that's the reason why we want to remove them. Those powerful positions should be taken away, and they should, as a lot of people think, should be brought to justice. If it's something to do with Nuremberg trials, let's do it. Let's show what's, you know, what they've been doing is just incomprehensible to anybody. And as I always say, justice needs to be served on these people, and justice for these kids, that their lives have been destroyed through what these people have been up to for so long, guys. I just want you to get that through, because I've only still got 92% of my computer, and oh God, sorry.
Well, it's all good, Jeff. I just want to give a couple of examples here. You know, since we're on that in a way, this is off the Religion of Peace, and this has to do with how men are in charge of women in Islam. And for those of you, you know, third wave, second wave, you know, short wave, permanent wave, feminists, whatever out there that are listening to this, this is Islam, okay? And this is why you should not support it, okay? This comes right here from the Quran, 33:33, and abide quietly in your homes. Women are confined to their homes except when they have permission to go out. And guess who that permission comes from, ladies? No. Doesn't come from strong, independent women who know what they're doing and are out there doing the whole thing. No, it comes from men. That's right. It comes from men. now check this one out, guys. Okay, this here again. It's from the Quran, 66:5. Maybe his Lord, he divorced you, will give him in your place wives better than you, submissive, faithful, obedient, penitent, odorers, fasters, widows, and virgins. A disobedient wife can be replaced. And that we know is easy to do. All they can even send a woman a text to divorce her. And in Islamic law, they're divorced. All they have to basically do is just send the magic words three times, and poof,
yes,
they're divorced. Yeah, yeah.
I divorced. I think that's. But mm-hmm. in the Islamic way that they do it. Yeah, don't go ahead, mate. You're spot
right
on.
Right. Yeah, Jeff, that's what I'm talking about here. You know, this is the kind of thing that Islam teaches men to do. Okay, and when we talk about this stuff, it comes from the Quran. It comes from you know, the Hadiths, which you know, it comes from the Sirahs, the testimony that Muhammad claims to have heard from an angel in a cave or something or other, and also from the life of Muhammad himself. Okay, so this stuff is, again, not just things that we pull out of the air and have no meaning or substance. And it's not a distortion either, guys, because because you see these examples in the way that Muhammadans live. Okay, if it wasn't true, then you could see different things. If it wasn't true, for instance, you wouldn't see women walking behind their men. I've seen this in Burlington, Vermont, right here in the United States of America. And Jeff, I know you've seen it over there in the UK,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Women walking behind men. I mean, you know, if that isn't...
Yeah,
it's kind of second class citizenship, man. You know, it's terrible. But again, you have people out there who are dangerously misinformed, who say that it's all fine. And some of these are some of the same feminists that talk about toxic masculinity and all this other kind of mess and want abortions and all this other kind of stuff. When they're not willing to say a word one about Islam, which basically treats women like property, because as far as Islam is concerned, women are property. They're just basically a few steps above, like a horse or a cow or a camel or whatever. It's pretty disgusting. But Jeff, we're coming to about 10 minutes before the end of the show. And if you'd like, brother, I'll go ahead and give my final thoughts and let people know where they can find me and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to the good people in the chat room. I'm sorry I couldn't be in contact with you, and because I see some great comments that we were saying from earlier. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I'm still in the process of my computer updating itself. So I'd like to thank you for joining. I hope you've enjoyed the show that we've put together tonight.
Yeah.
We would have had some audios if we'd been there. But hopefully, if you want to join us next week, Thursday next week, actually, some of those things will be rectified. That's a great word, isn't it?
Rectified. Yeah, it is. Yep. That's right. Yeah, please come back and join us. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, thank you all for joining us this evening. I'm just like Friday, Dave. I've left you to do your own thing this evening, brother. I didn't expect it. It's come out of the blue.
Well, Jeff, at least you've been here to comment, man.
The computer's saying, leave everything up to us. We're almost there.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Just chill out.
Yeah, right. Well, Jeff, at least you were there. You're there today. Captain of the ship. You got your hand on the helm. And that makes all the difference from Thursday. And guys, please do join us next Thursday. And for everybody listening to UBG on EDL on the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com, this program. Podcast live at 8:30 p.m. in the UK and 3:30 p.m. in the United States on Sundays and on Thursdays. Okay, so please come and join us. Just go to blogtalkradio.com, look in the search window there, the white search window at the top center, and type in EDL Radio. Follow the links. That'll get you to the show page where you can listen to the show. And if you register on Blog Talk Radio, you can also get into the chat and start talking to the great people here. And I want to thank everybody that has been in chat. It's always appreciated to have new listeners, and I hope you'll come back. My show times at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com are 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, and that's 6 p.m. in the UK Monday through Friday, and at midnight on Saturday, that's often when I'll put out new shows. That's Eastern in the United States, and that's 5 a.m. in the UK. All right, and I can also be heard on the SHR Media YouTube page and on the Western Free Radio Network. Now, you guys can reach me. I know Jeff's going to tell you how you can reach him, too. But you guys can reach me at, as UBG Contact on Twitter. I'm also Dave Milner or Agedor, AGGEDOR on Trumptown, Spreely, Minds, MeWe, and I'm always Agedor on Gab. Yes, indeed. Now, and I just want to say, again, thank you to the new people who have shown up. And
absolutely.
Please come back. Yeah, absolutely awesome. And to the Foot Soldiers Angels, Yellow Vesters, Brexiteers, all the global patriots out there, please be prosperous and be blessed and no surrender. Jeff, I'm going to throw it back over to you. Catch it.
Yeah, I've got it, Dave. Well, once again, thank you, everybody that's joined us this evening. And the people across the globe that might be listening in on other devices, and we know that you do. We see the statistics, so thank you so much. Dave, I've got to thank you for the slides this evening and, of course, the script of this evening as well. So, once again, thank you so much. I'm sorry I couldn't join you. Dave, I was going to say, could you close out the show this evening and play us out, probably? I'm still waiting for it to complete what it's doing, so unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it hasn't put anybody off. Guys, it was a blessing to see you all. David Williams, Noddy, and of course Gary Kemp, helping people to get into the chat room this evening, to everybody. And I think it's Cabal. I can't remember his name. It's Cabal. Great gentleman. But Dave, as I say, the show's gone so quick this evening. It's gone so quick, isn't it? And I'm scared to close it to ring back, call back in, because I didn't want to lose, lose track with yourself. So I wanted to be in no matter what. So, a bit of extra time. It's only once every blue moon, isn't it? So, once again, thank you so much. And so we'll be back again this Thursday. Don't forget, next weekend is going to be the big one in London.
You will
be informed and you'll be let know not too long before the demonstration where you where you must be. But by what I'm telling you, it'll be Central London. Be there, Central London, and then you will get info of exactly the precise thing. Because we know that the Antifa, them scumbags out there, want to cause you guys issues. Well, that's not going to happen. Not going to allow it to happen. So good on the guy. Just keep it close to your chest. If you know, don't tell anybody. Don't forget, loose ships sink ships. Is that right, Dave? Loose lips sink ships. That's it. That's healthy. Yeah. But Dave, I'd like to pass it back to you, Dave. Maybe you'd like to close the show for me tonight, mate.
All right, Jeff. I certainly will. And, guys, as we always do here on the English Defense League radio show, we're going to go underground. Here we go.
People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the point. Things happening here today, a show of strength with your five brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, and of mine. If I need you like that, the far from its right, then the public gets what the public wants. Might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging green up back to be here. So what you get? You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your lead and don't waste your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. Boys are shouting.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, that's the... Yeah, we've still got a few seconds. So once again, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we'll see you, hopefully, again this Thursday. And hopefully I'll be there to do the show with Dave. And I won't have issues with my computer. So with that, God bless. Take care. Stay safe. And no surrender ever. Good night, all. Can you shut it down, Dave?